We're going to have longer wait times for joint replacements because surgeons are actually being told they have to take holidays. They've got to take a break.
That's right. In Toronto, they're reporting cutting down surgeries by half because the funding that goes towards the patients for providing these surgeries is running out, and the budget is only renewed again in March. But overall, the contributions from the federal government are slated to end in the fiscal year 2013-14. The problem with this type of arrangement is that their cost is being measured, in this case by governments, cost is being measured by procedure alone. It's not taking into account quality of life, person's ability to work, and other health problems that arise when you can't get timely surgery, such as chronic pain, depression that can follow chronic pain, the deconditioning that occurs to someone, their physical state deteriorates, the effect on family members, the effect on family members that have to provide almost 24-hour care sometimes for people that are having quite serious joint problems, and they decompensate and are unable to function. So the whole effect is not just simply the surgery, but all the ancillary and societal consequences of not being able to do this in a timely manner. What this also demonstrated, Mark, is that the concept of patient-based funding that actually works. The hospitals were doing more surgeries because they were paid on the basis of doing the procedure for the patient as opposed to taking the money out of their global budgets where patients are seen as a drain on their budgets. So the motivation was, well, if we do more patients, we're able to see more patients, the hospital gets more money, we're able to do more. And because they've cut back or there's no money, the hospitals now look at the patients as being a drain. So they're saying, we're going to cut back because we don't want to reduce our budgets for everything else. So it is a very difficult situation with the way they've designed our healthcare system. It's sort of a hodgepodge of things that never get a chance to really show over the long term how well it's going to work. And by that I mean, if you're able to do patient-based funding for hospital procedures, and over the long term you are preventing a lot of those consequences I mentioned earlier, the effect is likely to be, and it's an assumption, but it hasn't been demonstrated because we haven't given it the time to do that. The assumption being is that you're going to reduce other costs to the system, not only health-wise, but societal and also from employment standpoints that may in the long run save you money, but because of a very short-term, short-sighted way of doing things, we're not able to see that bear any fruit.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.